借主的恩典，让我们能够一起所安息日啊，来学习神的道，啊、来敬拜神。
Thanks to God's grace, we're able to gather here to study His Word, observe His Sabbath.
我们今天早上来谈神的国境了、
啊。This morning we'd like to talk about the topic that heaven is near.
我们看马可福音第一章十四节。
Let's turn to Mark.
马可福音。第一章十四节跟十五节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 14 and 15.
马可福音一章十四节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 14 and 15.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音。十五节。
Verse 15.
说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。这是耶稣来到世界啊，传道的第一句话。
This is the first sentence that Lord Jesus proclaimed when he came to this world.
啊，他说：“你们要神的国近了，你们要悔改信福音。”
He said, "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news."
我们知道这个福音啊，就是神拯救世人的大好的消息，叫做福音。
We know that salvation is this good news of God wanting to save men.
耶稣来到世界啊，就是福音的起头。
And starting with Lord Jesus coming to this world is the beginning of salvation.
所以当主耶稣降生在伯利恒的时候。
Of this gospel, I'm sorry. And so when Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
说野地里面有一些人啊，按耕处在牧养羊群。
It said that there are some people in the wilderness who were tending the flock.
啊，有天使就显现啦、啊，在那边唱歌。
And angels appeared and were singing.
他说有荣光照着那些牧羊人。
That there's a glory shone upon the shepherds.
啊，那些牧羊人就很害怕。
And they were very afraid.
因为没有看过这样的情景。
They've never seen such a phenomenon.
后来天使就对他们说、啊、不要惧怕。
So then angel told them not to be afraid.
我们要报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
And I will bring you great news, and this news applies to all men.
啊，因为今天在大卫的城里啊，为你们生了一位救主，就是基督。
Because today in the city of David, there a Savior is born. Christ.
后来这些啊牧羊人他们到城里面呢、啊，照着天使的指示去找啊，就找到了耶稣啊，出生在一个马槽里面。
So then the shepherds followed the guidance of the angels and found Lord Jesus.
所以他们就把天使所讲的这个信息呀 啊就传开来了。
So then they preach. They preach this the good news that were told to them by the angels.
人是神所造的啊，聚集在地面上。
And so human beings are created by God, and we're scattered on the world.
啊，那是自从人类的祖先呐、啊，亚当夏娃犯罪得罪神以后。
And ever since the ancestors of men, Adam and Eve, committed sin,
所以人生就充满着很多的劳苦，说要汗流满面呢、啊，才能够得到吃饱。
We then have to suffer labor a lot in this world in order to sustain our lives.
人的一生大概是七八十岁。
And throughout our lives, we have probably 70, 80 years.
所以一生当中所充满的就是劳苦愁烦。
And these 70, 80 years is filled with a lot of worries and suffering.
啊，最后好像飞鸟一样，一飞就过去了。
And life flies past before our eyes.
人生啊，充满着劳苦，但是最后的结果就虚空。
And even though our life is filled with all these hard labor, at the end of the day, it's all vanity.
说神为着爱人呐、啊，所以为人类预备救恩。
And so, God, because God loved men, He prepared the salvation.
2000年前啊，耶稣来降生在世界上。
And 2000 years ago, Lord Jesus, was born on this earth.
要把人从劳苦泛滥的生活啊，啊救赎出来。
In order to save mankind from a life of suffering.
让人脱离罪的束缚，啊能够胜过死亡的威胁。
So that man can also apart from sin, and to overcome death.
啊，这就是神带给我们人类最大的福音。
And this is the biggest gospel that God has brought to man.
所以古时候有一个传道人保罗，他说啊，这个福音是神的大能。
So there's this ancient apostle Paul. He said that this gospel is really the great power of God.
啊，要来拯救一切相信的人。
And he wants to save all those who believe in him.
那这个福音呢、啊，也叫做平安的福音。
So gospel is also called the gospel of peace.
啊，在英文呢、啊，那个平安跟和平啊是同样一个字了啊，但中文也不一样，一个是和平。和平就是没有战争啊，啊，人跟人之间没有纷争。
Peace is actually divided into two types of meanings in Chinese. One is just living harmoniously, peaceful, without war.
我们看以弗所书二章十七节。
Let's turn to Ephesians 2, verse 17.
以弗所书二章啊，十七节。
Ephesians 2:17.
说并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。这里讲到说耶稣传的福音、啊、叫做和平的福音。
So here it says that he came to preach peace to you. So this gospel that Lord Jesus preached is a gospel of peace.
本来人离开了神以后啊，说人犯罪啊，所以在神的愤怒之下。
When men first committed sin, they were living under the wrath of God.
啊，现在借着这个福音啊，让人跟神和好。
But through this gospel, men and God can make peace.
啊，所以人可以进到神的面前呢、啊，来享受神的恩典。
And men can therefore come in front of before God to receive the blessing and grace from God.
让人在神所赐的福气当中啊，能够享受快乐的生活。
So that men can enjoy a very joyful life in the blessing.
所以成就了人跟神之间的和平。
So therefore, this reconcile the relationship between God and men.
啊，本来犹太人跟其他的民族啊，他们是不来往的。
And in the past, we know that the Jewish people did not interact with Gentiles.
所以人跟人之间啊，好像筑了一道墙一样。
So even between the different groups of people, there seemed to be a barrier.
啊，那就借着这个福音啊，把人跟人之间的墙啊，把它打掉了。
But through this gospel, this barrier has been destroyed as well.
因为不管什么样的种族，怎么样的阶级。
Because regardless of ethnicity or the levels,
要借着相信福音呐、啊，归入耶稣基督里面。
All people can come to believe in this gospel and to be part.
啊，都能够成为神家里的人。
And every one of us can become the part of the household.
所以就不再分什么样的种族、阶级、身份、地位。
So we no longer talk about the different types of ethnicity, backgrounds, social status.
所以让人啊都能够和睦的啊携手一起到神的面前啊来敬拜神。
Everyone can live harmoniously together and come worship, in front of God together.
所以这整个和平的福音啊，让人跟神之间、人跟人之间呐、啊、没有纷争啊啊没有隔阂。
So through this gospel of peace, there is then peace between God and men, and between men and men.
那这个福音也叫做平安的福音。
This gospel is also called the gospel of peace.
因为人离开了神以后啊，人生有很多的患难痛苦。
Because once men have departed from God, they had to suffer a lot of.
所以耶稣来到世界传道里的时候。
So when Lord Jesus came to this world to preach the gospel,
他走遍各城各乡。
He traveled through all the cities and towns.
看到很多啊，肉体的病痛，心灵的忧伤。
And observe a lot of those who were ill physically and spiritually.
很多很多人啊，生活在困苦患难当中。
And many people were living in poverty and in a lot of suffering.
耶稣说人好像那个没有牧人的羊一样。
So Lord Jesus commented that men were like the sheep without shepherd.
痛苦流离啊。
And they were very, they were suffering in pain.
所以耶稣就说啊，你们劳苦患难的人可以到我这里来。
So that's why Lord Jesus said those who are burdened can come to
我要让你们享受安息。
Because I will give you rest.
所以他说啊，你们虽然在世上有患难，但是你们到我这里，我就让你们享受平安。
So essentially he told man that I know that even though you're suffering on this earth, but if you come to me, I can give you rest.
所以人常常在那个死因忧患当中。
And that's why men are often in despair and in a lot of
人是没有希望
and there's no hope.
但是借着福音啊，说把我们引到平安的路上
But through the gospel, Lord has guided us on this road of peace.
所以圣经里面应许说啊，你们可以不要忧虑。
So the Bible tells us that we don't have to worry.
你们把所有遇到的事情啊啊拿到神的面前向他祷告。
We just have to bring forth all of our sufferings before the Lord.
他要带给我们意外的平安。
And bring all of your troubles to Lord, and He will give us this.
所以这个福音呢、啊，也叫做平安的福音。
And that is why this gospel is also called the gospel.
所以让我们无论在任何的环境当中啊，有主做我们的依靠，做我们的帮助。
So that in all sorts of situations, we always have the Lord to help us.
所以说，神的国啊，不在吃喝啊，是在公义、和平和圣灵当中的喜乐。
So the kingdom of God is not about eating or drinking, but rather having this joy in the Holy Spirit.
那、啊、这个福音又叫做得救的福音。
And this gospel is also the gospel of salvation.
因为人活在世上几十年啊，有一天就要离开世界。
Because after living for a few decades on this earth, there's one day where when we all have to depart from this
earth. 啊，但是人离开了世界，不是就这样就结束了。
But we don't just leave this world and that's the end of life.
因为人有灵魂的存在。
Because all men have a spirit.
人还要面对将来神的审判。
And therefore, men have to face this judgment in the future.
我们看希伯来书九章二十七节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
希伯来书九章二十七节。
Hebrews 9:27.
希伯来书九章二十七节。
9:27.
说按着定命，人人都有一死。死后且有审判，这里讲到说啊，人结束了生命以后啊，还面对一个神公义的审判。
Here it says that even though man's life has finished in this world, there's still a judgment that they have to face.
啊，这个审判啊，就决定人将来永恒的世界。
And this judgment will determine what the kind of life this man will have in.
啊，因为人离开了神。
And because man have departed from God,
啊，所以你没有找到得救的道路啊！不管你世界上有多大的成就
，and if this person does not find the path to salvation, then regardless of the successes of this world,
啊，将来啊是面临审判的时候，没有办法回到神的国啊，啊，要永远受痛苦。
The man will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God and will have to suffer eternal.
当然，借着这个福音啊。啊，不只是让我们脱离世上的患难，还要救我们进到永生的天国。
But through this gospel, not only will we be saved from the suffering of this earth, but also will save us and bring us to that eternal kingdom.
啊，请看提摩太后书第四章十八节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章的十八节。
2 Timothy 4 verse 18.
提摩太后书四章十八节
2 Timothy 4:18
说主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶也必救我进他的天国愿荣耀归给他直到永永远远阿们这里讲到说这个得救啊就从那个患难困苦当中把我们救出来
So here it says that the salvation is kind of like Lord rescuing us from every kind of evil.
啊，让我们那个胜过死亡，得享永生。
So that we can overcome death and to receive.
啊，将来进到神的国啊，享受永远的福气。
So that we will enter into His heavenly kingdom and enjoy this eternal blessing.
啊，所以这就是福音的最主要的目的。
And this is the ultimate purpose of this gospel.
说一个人如果赚了全世界
It says that if a man has earned the whole world,
啊，但是将来他的生命啊结束了以后没有办法进到神的国，那也没有意义啊。
But at the conclusion of his life, he had no hope to enter into the kingdom of God, then there is no meaning to his life.
所以这个福气啊，这个福音啊，不只是带给我们今生的福气，还有带给我们永远的啊，荣耀，永远的福气。
So this gospel not only brings us blessings in this world, but also gives us the blessings in the future.
好，啊，所以耶稣说啊，神的国近了，你们要悔改信福音。
That's why Lord Jesus said, "Kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe."
啊，到底什么是神的国？
So what exactly is the kingdom of God?
我们看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 103.
诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
十九节。
Verse 19.
诗篇103篇十九节。
Psalm 103, verse 19.
103篇十九节。
Psalm 103:19.
神在天上立定宝座，他的权柄，说原文是国啦，他的国。他的权柄统管万有。二十节。
Verse 20.
听从他命令，成全他旨意，有大能的天使都要称颂神。这里讲到神在天上啊，立定他的国度，立定他的宝座。
Here it says that the Lord has established his throne in heaven.
啊，所以有千千万万的天使啊，来顺服神啊，按照神的旨意在行事。
And there are thousands, ten thousands of angels following his commandments.
所以这里讲到的天国啦，神的国是在天上。
So here it says that this kingdom of God is in heaven.
提摩太前书里面说啊，是在一个人没有办法靠近的荣光里面。
And 1 Timothy tells us that this kingdom of heaven is amidst the glory.
有时候称为天国，有时候称为天堂。
It's called the heaven or kingdom of God.
啊，因为那个是神的居所，神在作王统治的一个国度。
Because this is the dwelling place of God, it is where He holds His throne.
所以我们知道神的国是在天上。
So we know that God's kingdom of God is in heaven.
啊，那怎么说神的国近了呢？
How come Lord Jesus said that kingdom of God is near?
因为说神的国啊，虽然在天上。但是我们要求神的国能够降临在这个地面上。
Because even though this kingdom of God is in heaven, we should also pray so that this kingdom of heaven can come to this.
然后有一次门徒叫耶稣说：“你，请你哦，教我们怎么祷告。”
So one time the disciples asked Lord Jesus to teach them how to pray.
主耶稣就教他们祷告。
And Lord Jesus taught them to pray.
啊，这个祷告文当中的第一句话就是说。
When we look at the Lord's prayer,
说愿神的名为圣。
So that hallowed be your name.
啊，然后再接下来说愿你的国降临。
Then it says your kingdom come.
也就是说啊，神的国本来是在天上，求神的国也能够临到这个世界。
So which is saying that even though God, kingdom of God is in heaven, we are now praying, asking His kingdom to come to this world.
虽然天国是神的居住的地方。
Even though kingdom of God is the dwelling place of God.
神在那里作王，那个是好得无比的地方。
God is, God established His throne there, and it is a wonderful place.
说要让神的国也临到这个世界。
But here it says that, let your kingdom come.
那、啊、怎么让神的国临到世界呢
？So how do you do so？
我们看路加福音十七章。
Let's turn to Luke 17。
路加福音十七章二十节跟二十一节。
Luke 17:20-21.
路加福音17:20。
Luke 17:20.
路加福音17:20。
Luke 17:20。
法利赛人问神的国几时来到？
Here,
耶稣回答说：“神的国来到，不是眼所能够看见的。”21。
21.
人也不得说啊，看哪、啊、在这里，看哪、啊、在这在哪里，因为神的国就要在你们的心里。有人听到说神的国要来到。
Some people heard that the kingdom of God it was near.
所以他们就问了、啊，什么时候这个事情会实现
？So they asked, when will the kingdom of God, come?
那耶稣说啊，这个神的国跟地面上的国是不一样的。
And so Lord Jesus explained that this kingdom of God and the kingdom of God on earth is not the same.
现在地面上的国度啊，有大概将近200个。
Oh, the kingdom of God is not the same as the kingdoms on this earth. There are about 200 countries in this world.
要成为一个国度啊，那有几个条件。
In order to be deemed as a country or established nation, there
are requirements. 国家一定有一个固定的疆域啊，它统辖管理的范围。
One is that this country must have a set of boundaries of land.
它有一个政权的组织。
Then it must have a sovereignty.
它有一个独立的自主权。
It's then independent and has the country must be independent.
所以新自愿上的国度啊是这样。
So these are the three basic requirements to being called as a country.
神的国来到啊，不是你们的眼睛能够看到的。
And however, the kingdom of God is not a kingdom in which our eyes can see.
所以不能够说神的国在这里，神的国在那里。
Therefore, we cannot say the kingdom of God is here or there.
说神的国就是在你们的心里。
But rather, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
刚读过说啊，神的国就是神的权柄，神作王统治的地方。
We mentioned that the kingdom of God is where God serves as the king.
如果我们的心呢、啊，顺如神的旨意，按照神的旨意来行。
If our heart fully obeys God's words and commandments,
让神在我们心中作王。
And we allow God to be the king in our heart.
那让神在我们心中来统治。
And we let God rule over us.
那我们的心呢、啊，就是神的国。
Then our heart becomes the kingdom of God.
那你按照神的旨意来行事，神的恩典呢、啊，就领导你，就是神的国领导的地方。
And then if you observe and do what God's word says, then that's where God will show His blessing.
看马太福音十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew 12.
28节。
Matthew 12:28.
马太福音十二章28节。
Matthew 12:28.
十二章二十八节。
12:28.
说我就靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们呐、啊。所以神的国临到啊，就是神的能力作为权柄彰显出来的地方，就是神的国。
So the place where we can see the manifestation of God's power is then the kingdom of God.
所以神的国要实现在我们人的心中，也要实现在神的教会里面。
So the kingdom of God will manifest itself in our heart and also in the church.
所以保罗说啊，我们今天受洗归入神的教会啊，就是进入了神的国度。
And that's why Paul says that today we are baptized and become part of a church. We are entering into the kingdom of God.
因为这个教会啊，就是神的国，神在作王统治的地方。
Because church is the kingdom of God. This is where God is king.
他说这个神的国度啊，这个教会啊，这个要存到永远的。
So this kingdom of God, this church, will be everlasting.
所以耶稣说啊，我要把我的教会把它建立起来。
That's why Lord Jesus said, I will establish my church.
它可以胜过阴间啊，死亡的权柄。
And this church will overcome Hades and also the control of sin.
所以他把天国的钥匙啊，就交给教会。
He then gave this key to kingdom to the church.
说你在地上释放的,
And so that whatever power we have on this kingdom of earth here will be the same.
所以借着这个得救的福音啊，啊，借着圣灵啊，啊，能够赦免人的罪。
And so through this gospel of salvation and through the Holy Spirit, we can then redeem people's sin.
让人来得到这个救恩啊，啊，能够享受天国的福气。
We can give the salvation to all mankind so that they can enjoy the blessing.
所以教会啊，就有神的权柄啊，要实现呢，啊，这个神的国。
So the church has this authority from God in order to manifest, to establish the kingdom of God.
在但以理书里面说啊，世界列国还在的时候。
In the book of Daniel, it says that when all the kingdoms still exist.
天上的神啊，要另外立一个国度。
That God, the God in heaven will establish.
啊，这个国度啊，永远不败坏。
And this kingdom will never ever perish.
所以最后世界上的 结果就是烈火焚烧融化。
And so the result at the end days is that the kingdoms of this earth will be destroyed.
唯有啊，神所设立的这个永恒的国度啊，要被提到天上，存到永远。
Only this kingdom that God has established will go on forever and will be raised to heaven.
那我们看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Turn back to Hebrew
12:22. 23:23 因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能够陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？26节。当时他的声音啊，震动那地，但如今他应许说，再一次啊，我不单要震动地，也要震动天。27节。27。 这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。28节。28。所以我们既得了不能震动的国啊，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心啊，来侍奉神，因为我们的神啊乃是烈火。 这个希伯来书的作者说啊，我们今天来到的是锡安山，天上的圣城耶路撒冷。So
the author of Hebrews tells us that we have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, city of the living God.
啊，就是主的神的教会。And
this is referring to the church of God.
啊，这个教会里面说啊，有神啊，啊，他要审判众人。
It tells us that in this church, God will judge of mankind.
还有千万的天使啊，来为那些承受救恩的人效力。
And that you have come to thousands upon thousands of angels.
还有中保耶稣。
And also the mediator, Lord Jesus.
啊，当然这个教会啊，包括现在在地面上的信徒，以及啊离世了成圣的那些圣徒。
And of course, this church includes the believers that are of this earth today, and also those who have already.
因为都得到了主耶稣宝血的救赎。
Saints have already passed away because all have received the salvation from Lord Jesus' blood.
他说将来啊。 啊，这些人呐、啊，都要被接呀、啊，啊，回到天上去。
It tells us that in the future, all these people will be received.
因为神要震动天地啊，说整个天地啊，将来都会被毁灭。
because God will shake this world, this entire universe will be destroyed.
所有的受造之物都变挪移。
And anything that had been created will be shaken.
那这个圣城耶路撒冷啊，这个称为一个永远不震动的国度。
This holy city Jerusalem is also called the city that is never shake, that will never be shaken.
因为天地结束了以后啊，信主敬畏神的人要被提呀，啊，回到天上，永远与主同住。
Because when the heaven and earth are destroyed, those who believe in God will be raised to this everlasting city.
说我们这个就是不能够震动的国度啊，说我们应当存着感恩的心呐，啊，来侍奉神。
Because this is then an unshakable city, then we should really serve him with much reverence. And
所以神的国临近了，就神救赎人的福音呐，显明出来。
And so when the kingdom of God is near, it's essentially saying that the salvation is being manifested.
我们进到神的教会里面啊，能够享受神的恩典。
When we come to God's church, we can then receive God's blessings and grace.
啊，出入有神的保护眷顾，得享平安喜乐的生活。
And then we always have his protection, his guidance, and enjoy this peace and joy.
啊，将来世界结束了以后啊，神就救我们呐，进到永生的神国。
And then at the end of this world, God will then save us and bring us to that eternal kingdom.
所以我们能够享受啊，今生啊跟来世双重的福分。
And this is how we receive blessings both of this world and of the future.
这是神的国啊，要领导世界。
So that this is how God's kingdom will come to this world.
那怎么样才可以进到神的国？
But then how do we enter into the kingdom of God?
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
我们看第三节。
John chapter 3 verse 3.
约翰福音3章第3节。
John 3, 3.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能够见神的国。”第四节。Verse
4。尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再见母腹生出来吗？”第五节。Five.
耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你。” 人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能够进神的国。这里讲到有一个犹太人的官呐，叫个尼哥底母。
Here says that there's a man named Nicodemus who is a member of the Jewish ruling council.
我们知道这个法利赛人呐，他们是很严谨在遵守摩西的律法。We
know that Pharisees strictly observe the Mosaic laws.
因为犹太国是神的选民的国度，
because we know that the Jewish are the chosen people.
所以神把律法交给他们要遵守。
So God granted them all these laws to obey.
那他们有律法，但是他们没有力量行律法。
Even though they do have these laws, they did not have enough self-control and power to abide with everything.
所以他们常常违背律法，得罪神。
And oftentimes they went against these laws and therefore angered God.
后来整个国家民族就亡国了。
And we know that that eventually led to the destruction of the country.
后来神让他们有机会回国。
But God gave them another chance to return to reestablish their country.
所以有一些人呐，他们就知道。 啊，说他们的错误的地方。
So therefore, some of these people recognize their the faults in the past.
所以他们强调要守神的律法跟诫命。
And therefore, they place a strong emphasis on observing God's laws.
啊，这些人呐，就是法利赛人。
And these people are the Pharisees.
啊，所以他们对那个律法啊，非常深入的在研究。
So they have a very deep and thorough understanding of the laws.
但是很可惜啊，他们只知道那个字迹，没有办法晓得它的经义。
Unfortunately, they only know these laws by their literal meanings.
所以他们在表面上、形式上在守神的律法。
but they don't understand the essence of these laws. So on the surface, it looks like they are observing the laws.
但是对神的旨意啊，没有办法真正的了解。
But they have a hard time grasping the true will of God.
所以耶稣来传道里的时候啊，发现这些法利赛人啊，他们只是嘴巴在遵守神的律法。
So when Lord Jesus came to this world, he discovered that these Pharisees were merely observing the laws. They were merely performing lip service to the laws.
但是他们很多是按照人的遗传在教导人。
But oftentimes they were teaching others based on the traditions and
religions. 所以耶稣说啊，你们啊已经违背了神的律法啊，所以啊，你们这样拜神是枉然的。
So Lord Jesus rebuked him, saying that you have already disobeyed God's commandments. And
但是这个尼哥底母虽然是一个法利赛人
，and all that you're observing right now is in vain. So even though Nicodemus is a Pharisee,
所以呢，跟别人呢、啊、不太一样
，but he's different from the others.
然后看到耶稣所行的很多啊作为啊，都是人没有办法行的。
He observed that Lord Jesus had performed a lot of the miracles that are not able to be performed by men.
So he came to meet the Lord.
So he came to meet Lord.
然后对主耶稣说啊，我们看了、啊、你应该是从天上神那里来的。
And told him that we can tell that you are actually coming, you come from God.
因为你所行的神迹啊，如果没有神同在啊，没有人能够做得到。
For no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him.
所以借着做这种超自然的能力作为啊，可以让人认识神的存在。
So through these miracles, these supernatural signs, we can prove the God's existence.
所以这个神迹啊，就是神的脚踪啊，就是神走过的地方，有神的作为。
So these miracles are kind of the acts performed by God, left over by God.
这个神迹啊，能够让人来认识神的同在。
And through these acts, these miracles, people can see the existence of God.
同样的，真教会传道到哪里啊，有很多很多的神迹。
In the same way, for all the places that the true church has preached to, there's been a lot of miracles.
也因为这样，很多人啊，借着这样来认识神的教会。
And a lot of people actually come to believe in the true church because of these miracles.
但这个神迹啊，不是绝对的。
But of course, these miracles are not absolute.
因为有时候看到神迹啊，也不一定会相信。
Because some people still do not believe even after seeing a miracle.
那主是啊，引导人相信神的一种方法之一啊。
So performing, having these miracles and signs is merely a one way of guiding people towards.
所以耶稣回答这个尼哥底母的话。
So when Lord Jesus responded to Nicodemus,
他没有直接说啊，我是不是从神那里来的。
Lord Jesus did not directly respond, did not directly
answer, 也没有解释这个神迹的问题。
Did not answer if he actually came from God, nor did he give explanation to the miracles.
直接指示他说啊，人如果不重生啊，啊，没有办法进神的国。
He said that is no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
那我们知道说，神迹是让人来到神面前。
So this tells us that the miracle is merely leading people to come before God.
但是神迹不是啊。人得救的保证。
But miracle is not a guarantee to one being saved.
一个人呢、啊，要进神的国，要重生。
So in order for a person to enter into the kingdom of God, this person must be reborn.
啊，这才是真正啊，跟得救啊，啊得永生啊，直接有关系的真理。
And this being reborn is something that's directly related to being saved.
耶稣对他说：“我实实在在告诉你。”
So Lord Jesus here says, "I tell you the truth."
表示说啊，这个事情是很慎重，而且是很真实的。
To place an emphasis that he is very serious, and this is the truth.
而且是很严肃的一种道理。
This is a very solemn teaching.
因为福音里面呢、啊，总共有26句话讲到我实实在在的告诉你。
Throughout the book of Gospel of John, there are 26 times when Lord Jesus says, I tell you the truth.
每一项啊，都跟我们得救有关系。
And every one of them has to do with our salvation.
也就是说，人如果不重生，不能够见神的国。
Here he says that unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
那个尼哥底母啊，他没有办法了解。
And Nicodemus could not understand this concept.
因为重生啊，就是再生一次，就是重新得生命。
So being reborn is having life once again.
所以他说啊，人都已经老了。啊、怎么进到妈妈的肚子里面、啊、再生一次呢
？So he says, how can a man be born when he's old? Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb.
耶稣说不是啦，不是在妈妈的肚子里面再生一次。
So Lord Jesus says, no, it's not being given birth again.
因为啊，从肉体生的还是成为肉体。
Because flesh gives birth to flesh.
唯有从灵生的才是灵。
But the spirit gives birth to spirit.
所以耶稣说啊，就是要从水和灵重生。
So therefore, Lord Jesus explained further, you must be reborn through the water and through the spirit.
啊，这告诉我们呢、啊，一个人要得救啊，进神的国，一个非常重要的关键，水和圣灵重生。
So this tells us the key, the one of the first steps to receiving kingdom of God, which is water and spirit.
后来保罗啊，曾经把这个道理啊，进一步的讲解清楚。
And Paul actually further explained this teaching.
我们看提多书三章第五节。
Let's turn to Titus 3:5.
提多书啊，三章第五节。
Titus 3:5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus 3:5.
说他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新呢。保罗所阐明的跟耶稣所讲的是一样的。
So here what Paul explained in Titus 3:5 is the same as what Lord Jesus told Nicodemus.
一个人要蒙得救啊，进神的国。
In order for a person to receive the salvation and turn to the kingdom,
不是靠人行善立功的方法。
It's not through just doing good.
所以因为借着神的怜悯，
but rather through His mercy.
因为神爱世人呢、啊，所以把救主是给我们。
Because God loved man and has given us the Savior.
让他在十字架上担当我们的罪，替我们来死。
So that he carried our sins, and died for our sins on the cross.
啊，为我们开了一个救恩的泉源呐、啊。
And therefore opened the source, the path to salvation.
这是神怜悯我们世人呐、啊，为我们预备救赎的方法。
So this is the way for him to show, how he shows compassion towards us, so that we can receive.
那他说、啊，我们要靠着重生的洗礼和圣灵的更新呢、啊，才能够得救。
So here Paul says, repeats that he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣讲的水和圣灵重生。
So here, Lord Jesus said, the reborn of by water and by spirit.
就是保罗所讲的重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
Is what Paul mentioned here, that is the washing of rebirth, and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
啊，第一个步骤啊，就是借着洗礼啊，来赦罪。
So the first step is to, redeem, wash away our sins through the baptism.
因为人有罪啊，所以人才会丧掉那个永远的生命。
And it's because of our sins that we lose eternal life.
人的肉体啊，有一天才会死掉。
And our physical body will perish one day.
啊，因为神对亚当夏娃说：“你们吃善恶果的日子必定死。”
Because God told Adam and Eve that the day you eat from the tree of good and evil, your body will die.
啊，虽然他们听了魔鬼的话，说不一定死了。
However, they listened to the serpent's words that surely you might die.
后来去吃了善恶果。
And therefore ate the fruit.
所以圣经里面说啊，他们那个灵魂的生命跟神的永生就隔绝了。
And the Bible tells us that their spiritual life, then had, departed, had no part.
所以人就不敢跟神见面呢、啊，就去躲起来了。
Had no part with God, and therefore they were scared.
啊，发现自己赤身裸体呀、
啊！啊、they discovered that they were naked.
因为人有了罪以后啊，没有办法亲近神。
And so once sin entered into this world, man cannot.
后来就被赶出啊伊甸园。
And they were then cast out of Garden Eden.
所以亚当活到930岁。
So even though Adam lived to 930 years old,
后来肉体死掉了。
His body perished.
但事实上啊，他那个灵魂的生命啊，是在出善恶果的时候就死掉了。
But his spiritual life actually died the moment he ate the fruit.
所以人有两种的生命，一个是肉体的生命，一个是灵魂的生命。
So men actually have two types of life. One is the physical life, and one is the spiritual life.
所以有一次啊，有一个人说啊。跟主耶稣说啊，我回去埋葬我父亲啊，然后我来跟随你。
So one time a man told Lord Jesus, let me go home to bury my father and then I come back to follow you.
耶稣说啊，让死人去埋葬死人。
Lord Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead.
你要赶快去传扬神国的道。
You have to go preach the gospel of King, heavenly kingdom.
有的人啊，没有办法了解耶稣讲的话的意义。
And some people cannot understand the meaning behind the words.
以为耶稣啊，怎么不讲人情啊？人家父亲死掉了，还不可以回去埋葬他的父亲
？Why isn't Lord Jesus a little bit more humane? That his father died, he should be given the opportunity to bury his father.
但是耶稣讲的话里面呢、啊，有更重要的意义在里面。
But there is a deeper meaning behind what Lord Jesus told him.
人两种的生命。
There are two types of life.
一般人所看重的肉体死掉了，因为看得见了，所以人很害怕。
Most people view the physical life as more important and are more scared because it's something that one can see.
但是更重要的就是人的灵魂的生命。
But what's even more important is the spiritual life.
因为死掉了，要离开神的啊，跟神的生命隔绝了，就要永远沉沦。
Because if the spiritual life is dead and is forever departed from God, then we will be forever separated.
虽然人看不见了，但是那个是更可怕的，永远受苦。
Even though that's something that our eyes cannot see right now, but that's it is actually the scariest as its eternal punishment.
所以说这个洗礼啊，这个重生啊，就是要让我们的罪得到赦免。
So baptism and this concept of rebirth is so that our sins can be forgiven.
让我们灵魂的生命跟神永远的生命又重新结合在一起。
So that our spiritual life can be connected to the eternal life.
所以这个叫做重生的洗。
And that's why this is the baptism of rebirth.
所以耶稣说，信而受洗的能够得救。
So that's why Lord Jesus said, those who believe and be baptized will be saved.
因为洗礼就是我们能够跟主啊同死同埋葬啊同复活。
Because baptism is when we die with Christ, we bury with Christ, and we resurrect with.
因为罪人救人呐、啊，借着洗礼啊，把它致死掉，把它埋葬掉了。
Because then we have buried the old self, the sinful self.
啊，然后洗礼起来就是一个复活的新人呐、啊。
Once we come up from baptism, we are then resurrected and become a new person.
这讲到耶稣所跟我们讲的重生的喜乐这样。
So this is the washing of rebirth.
啊，那既然我们是神的儿女呢，神就把圣灵赐给我们，在我们身上来做印记。
And then because we have become the children of God, God then grants us the Holy Spirit as a mark. As
啊，来证明我们是神的儿女。
To prove that we are the children of God.
啊，证明有天国有地狱，我们有了圣灵，将来就有进天国的凭据。
So and to prove that there is heaven and there is hell, and that once we have the Holy Spirit, we have a guarantee to have the hope to enter into heaven.
所以保罗说啊。
So Paul says.
圣灵让耶稣从死里复活过来。
The Holy Spirit allowed Lord Jesus to resurrect from death.
啊，这个圣灵如果住在我们身上，我们这个必死的身体将来要活过来。
And so that if this Holy Spirit comes upon us, then our life will also be resurrected.
啊，当然主来的时候不是每一个人都要死。主耶稣来的时候不是每一个人都会经过死。
And when Lord Jesus comes, not every one of us will experience death.
有的要等到耶稣再来的时候。
Some people will have to wait until the second coming.
那信主得救啊，圣灵就要让他的身体呀 啊改变成为一个灵的身体。
And once we believe and receive salvation, then that's when our physical body will transform into
a spiritual body. 说好像穿上一件衣服一样。
Just like wearing a new robe.
这个肉体就消失掉了。
And this physical body will go away.
啊，被生命取代了。
And will be replaced by life.
啊，所以不管复活的人或者是得救改变的人啊，啊，都有一个荣耀的灵体。
So whether it's those who have resurrected or those who were transformed, we all have the spiritual body.
跟耶稣复活的身体相似。
And be the same as the resurrected body of Christ.
啊，最后就能够回到天上啊，跟主永远同住。
And we can then all return to the heavenly kingdom and abide with him forever.
啊，我们时间到了，我们早上就谈到这里。
And this concludes the morning service.
哦，我们下午要继续这个题目。
We will continue this topic in the afternoon.
我们来唱诗277首。
Let's all sing hymn 277.
277.
277.